time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful day to study the Word of God. Please join me today in that precious study. We're in the book of John, John chapter 13, and we're going to read from verse 34 to the end of the chapter and then down to the sixth verse of chapter 14. John chapter 13, verse 34, and through to the sixth verse of the 14th chapter. Please turn to those scripture verses if you would, please. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that you've joined us today to study the Word. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and follow along as we read today. Beginning now at John chapter 13, verse 34. John 13, 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. Now the 14th chapter, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you that we can come and enjoy this sweet time together. Please that you would guide and lead us carefully as we study the Word and enjoy the Word today. It's such a joy to be a believer in Jesus Christ. It's such a joy to have that free gift handed to me. All I need to do was come by faith. Now please, Lord, that you would touch every heart that's listening today, that they will make a decision to come to you and trust in you. And please, Lord, those that have already come to know you as their Savior, please help each one of us to grow closer to you each and every day. Now, I thank you for your Word. I thank you for this opportunity. And I look forward, Father, to what you're going to do today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time we were together, we kind of worked around verse 34 and 35. I said that we would come back and pick it up and then finish the end of the chapter and go on to the 14th chapter. And we're going to do just that. And I'm glad that you've come back to be with us today. I hope that you were with us last time we were together. And we're looking now at a new commandment. A new commandment I give unto you, the Lord Jesus said, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. There is one thing that they need to get through, and it's coming, and they need to understand this time that's coming is a serious time. The time that the Lord Jesus, the one that they've learned to love, to walk with, will be hung upon a cross, crucified, and buried. And as they prepare for this time, they do not recognize, even though they have been told many times what's coming, and yet they have missed the very act, I believe, in many cases. Some, I think, understood. They just didn't. How can we understand with our minds as these things that the Lord Jesus had shared with them? But there's something that we need to have at this time, and that's the love of Jesus Christ. And when we have the love of Christ walking through this life, we should be sharing that love with another. As we have brothers and sisters in Christ, we should have such a desire and a love to serve them, to walk after them, to with them, not after them, but with them, to help them in any way we can. And as we look at this scripture verse here, a new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment. Now, it's a little bit different than the way you may think. New here is a new experience, a fresh experience. And because the Lord Jesus Christ is going to die on the cross of Calvary, finish the work he was sent here to do, but not stay in that grave. He will stay in the grave 3 days and three nights, but not for eternity. He will come out of that grave at the end of the 3 days and three nights, came out on the first day of the week, rose from the dead. We serve a living God. Death could not contain him, could not keep him. What's going to take place shortly, he's going to speak of one that's going to come. He must leave, but there'll be another to come. And that one is called the Comforter. That one is the Holy Spirit. And as we find the Holy Spirit coming and living within us, we will have an opportunity that never has been had before, and that is to have the love of God in us, his presence in us. And because of that, then, we will have the strength to walk each and every day after the Lord Jesus. We should have a strength within us, a power within us, given to us by God, because we have come by faith to him and trust in him, to give a love, to care for, to help lift up, to pick up those that have fallen. It's so important that a believer has the love of Jesus Christ in his heart. And if you are a true believer, you will have that love. And the scripture says in verse 35, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." It's so important that we don't miss that we see and recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us that love. Now, let us share it with others, with other believers, that they may know the presence. John chapter 1 through the 12th chapter, this word love has been listed 12 times. And as we look now at the rest of the scripture in John 13, chapter 13 through 21, we'll find it listed 44 times. And again, it is a new experience. It's fresh, opposite of before. It is not worn out. It is made new. And for us to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ, to enjoy his presence in our life, to enjoy that peace and that joy that he gives us, we should have nothing more than love to give. And I hope that you see that and understand that as a believer. I'm speaking to believers right now. Not if you have not come by faith to Jesus Christ, you have nothing here to hear right now. We'll be getting to you. We're going to look at heaven here in a little bit and several things. And I hope that you hear the Word of God, you recognize that you're a sinner, and you realize that you need to trust in Jesus as your Savior. I hope you do that today. I hope you do that very quickly. Now is the day of salvation, the Scripture tells us. But this new commandment, this new experience that we're going to have, I give unto you that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, you know, as we walk each and every day and realize the demands that this world places upon us, the temptations that this world places upon us, it's so important that we keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus. But every one of us, we are sinners. We were lost in that sin. We need to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Once we've come by faith, that old flesh still has that control on us. Doesn't have to have, but it does. And it continues to get its way. And when it gets its way, we fall away from the Lord Jesus. We make mistakes. What do we do with a brother or sister that makes mistakes? Which every one of us do. Do we care for them? Do we bring them back with love and bring them back to the Word of God and try to help them in every way to come back into fellowship and gain that fellowship back? Or do we begin to criticize and to complain? It's important, it's very important that you see and know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. It's equally important, after you become a child of God, that you recognize the love that God's given you, and you begin to share it and not be evil in the care of, in the manner of criticizing someone if they have fallen. Also, not just when they have fallen. It is so important that we have a love for the brothers and the sisters and a desire in our heart that they grow. Now, we have talked about the glory of the Son of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will be glorified when He goes to the cross of Calvary. He's doing the Father's will. We too will receive glory when we do the Father's will. Part of that will is, and something that comes from us in doing His will, is His love. It comes from us. We should desire to help our brothers and sisters. I'm talking again about the church, not this church. I'm talking about the church, believers in Jesus Christ, folks that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. That's who I'm talking about, people that we need to help in every way we can to grow closer and more in love with the Lord Jesus. Now, is that what you do? Or are you one that kind of sits back in the background, complains, criticizes, has some problems with a brother or sister, and so instead of going to that brother or sister or coming to the pastor and talking to him about it and wondering how we can help that brother or that sister to be lifted back up again, why, we'd rather begin to tattle to one and to the other and to another. And we love to spread gossip, and we don't care whether it's really truth or not. We just enjoy doing it. Oh, I hope that that's not you. And if it is, I ask that you will get on your knees, ask Jesus Christ to forgive you, and be back into fellowship. Because if that's the way you are not in fellowship with the Lord. You have no power and strength. The desire of our heart of a believer should be to help, to pick up, to build up in every way we can the brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus. I hope that you do that now. If you don't, please, today is the day that you begin. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. He has given us the example. He has loved us so much that nothing stopped Him all the way to giving His life that we would may live. And I understand that that is telling us to do the same. Do we have such a desire to see folks saved and then such a desire to see them grow? Or do we just kind of dump them off and go someplace else, or they don't do things quite the way we want them to, and so we're not in fellowship with them at all. We don't care for them. We don't like them. We don't have any desire to help them. Oh, if they're saved, we should have a desire to build that brother, that sister up and grow them closer to the Lord Jesus. I hope that's your heart. I hope that that's what you do. And again, we have the example. I have a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. We do have such an example. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. You know, a lot of times people don't understand that once you're saved, you're always saved. The Lord Jesus Christ saves us if we come to Him by faith, not by works. By faith in Jesus Christ, and that alone will save us when we turn to Him. And when we turn to Him, then He keeps us, and we are kept eternally. But because a lot of people are not helping in bringing people to the Word of God, maybe you yourself are lax and neglect coming into the house of God on every opportunity that you can to learn the Word of God. You are neglecting the study of the Word at home. You neglect a fellowship time in prayer with the Lord. You're neglecting all that. You have no desire to help somebody else. Well, if you have no desire, it's very clear then that you have no example. It tells us here, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. It's important that you see very carefully and very clearly that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that we would live, that He has given us this power and strength to have victory over our lives. You know, before we're saved, we have a lot of trouble loving somebody, that maybe they're enough different than us. They don't do things the way we do it, and so we stay away from them. Now, before, we could talk about them, we could do everything to beat them down and to to give them problems. But when you become a child of God and you become saved, you begin to study the Word of God, you'll recognize that that's not right. We should do everything we can to build that person up, to strengthen the other brothers and sisters in Christ, to continue, because the more you build that other brother or sister up, then they too will go out and tell people about the Lord Jesus, because they're in fellowship with the Lord. They'll have the power of God. Please, that you turn to Jesus Christ. Here we have in the 13th chapter of John, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. This chapter begins with love, it ends with love. He's speaking of the love he has for us, and now we're speaking of the love we have should have for each other because of what he has given us. Now I hope, dear friend, that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and I hope that you begin to walk in the way, because love for the brother is the real evidence that we should have. Turn with me to John, 1 John. I'm sorry, 1 John, right before Revelation, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Whereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Look at the extent that the Lord Jesus expects us to carry out that love. The Word of God tells us, as, because he laid down his life for us, because of what Jesus has done for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And yes, we should. Are you prepared to do that? Wonderful walking with the Lord Jesus. It's wonderful the love that he has given us and given us that opportunity to love someone else. Someone says a bad word about you or to you, something just doesn't hit you the right way. How do you react? Do you instantly get on the offense and think that's the way they're going to be? I'm never going to talk to them, work with them, serve with them any longer. Please, my friend, realize that there's probably something going on in their life that is a very difficult time. Are you going to begin to be understanding? Will you go to your knees and pray for them immediately? Maybe you never even get to talk to them otherwise, but you continue to have them as a friend, and you continue to pray for them and lift them up for the Lord Jesus, that he will have the strength to walk each day. It continues now in verse 36, John chapter 13, verse 36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. You know, we look here at this verse of Scripture, and we see that the Lord Jesus didn't rebuke Simon, did he? We enjoy the walk that we have, you know, each time, and we find that in the Scripture how Peter is going to die. And he does not criticize him. He wants to go. He does show him how weak he is, and we need to listen very carefully to the Lord Jesus, because many times we'll believe that we can move forward and we can do this and we can do that. We don't need God's help. Well, we do. We always need God's help. We need God's help to take our sin away for salvation, that we may be saved. We need God's help to walk each day in service to him. We need God's power and God's strength each day to love the brethren, as it said earlier. Peter didn't quite understand how weak he was, and he made it clear here. He told him very clearly how weak he was and what's going to happen. Now, Peter didn't believe him and didn't understand. But Jesus didn't really rebuke him, because he knew what Peter was going to be for him. He knew that he was going to die a very similar death that Jesus is going to die. And as we look at John, we can look at the same book that we're in here, look to John chapter 21, and we'll find very quickly how Peter is going to die. John chapter 21, and we're going to verse 18. And if we'll read verse 18 and 19, John chapter 21, verse 18 and 19. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou would. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Look at that, my friend. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Prior to that, he had just told him, Feed my lambs. Simon Peter, thou lovest me, feed my sheep. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me, feed my sheep. He was telling him, it's time to get to work and proclaim the word, and yes, tell the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that folks would be saved. But after they're saved, it's so important, my friend, that we feed the flock, that we feed the children of God that have just been saved, that they will hear the word of God and enjoy the word of God, and they'll acquire a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. But it must come and will only come when you come by faith to Jesus Christ first, and then make a decision that you're going to be a child of God in service to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told here in John chapter 21, verse 18 and 19, that Peter was going to be crucified. And he did not, the tradition has it, this is not, we don't know this for sure, but tradition has it that he did not want to die the same death as the Lord Jesus, didn't feel that he should be in any way equal with the Lord Jesus, and so he had them hang him upside down when he was crucified. That's the love that Peter had. So when we look at how he that failed him here and was going to fail him here in the end of the chapter, and how that he was going to deny him that very night, and yet the Lord Jesus didn't really criticize, because Peter would learn that he was weak. Peter would learn that he needed to depend upon the Lord in everything. And that's the reason it's recorded for us, I believe. Not that we can see that Peter failed, but that he found fellowship. He went away and wept when he did deny the Lord Jesus, and came right back into fellowship and service. And right after the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit come down, Peter preaches one of the strongest messages anybody in the world's ever preached. And so as we look, we need to understand that when we fail, yes, come back to the Lord Jesus, ask Him to forgive you, and get back into fellowship and service unto Him. Now, John chapter 14, we not only here find that the Lord Jesus tells them that where I'm going right now, you can't go, but you will. You'll soon understand, but after thou shalt follow me afterwards, the 36th verse tells us. But he gives them comfort as well, and I want to be a part of this study this time. We won't get too far into it, but far enough that I think you'll enjoy it. We're into John chapter 14 now. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus had just told them that where I'm going, you can't go right now. You'll be able to follow later, but not now. And then Peter makes this bold statement that I'll go everywhere, even unto death. And he said, not now, and you're even going to deny me three times within the next few hours. And then yet he still returned and said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. It's such a comfort that the Lord Jesus gives us, and we should learn from that we need to bring comfort and honor unto the Lord, and show Him that we're depending upon Him, and our strength is His strength. And please that we look to that, such a joy that he says, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, we get our heart burdened many times, don't we? But he said, don't let it be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Follow me, the Lord Jesus said. And of course, we know the sixth verse in this chapter, John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What a beautiful statement this precious word tells us. And we're finding out here very quickly that when he said, don't let your heart be troubled, because my dear friend, my Father's house are many mansions. In my Father's house are many mansions, verse 2 tells us, 14:2. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. What comfort we have here in the Word of God as we look to the place that he is preparing. My Father's house are many mansions. My Father's house, heaven. That's what he's talking about, our eternal home. And he is preparing for us a place there. And it's a joy. Heaven is a real place. Please, don't ever miss that. Don't let the philosophers of the day, you hear some people discuss the creation and how that things were created. Do they believe in the biblical creation and God spoke everything into existence in six literal days and rested on the seventh? Yes, He did, and yes, I do believe it. And if you don't believe that, then you're mistaken and you're wrong. I don't go for the gap, for the evolution in any way, shape, or form. Please, that you believe the Word of God and look to the Word of God and enjoy the Word of God. And it is a joy to be a believer. It's a joy to be a Christian. And it's a joy to have my home in heaven already there. And as we look here, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare you a place. We have the description of heaven, and we have several verses of Scripture, and I hope today that we'll have time to go through those. And if you would begin with me, we're going to look at how heaven is described in the Word of God. It is a place. It's a place where we're going to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus. And I hope that you believe that heaven is a place, a real place. It's not just something imaginary. And again, if you lack to believe in the creation, you probably don't even believe there's a heaven or a hell. Well, you will believe as you will bow down before God Himself at some point in time in your life. The problem is you can either bow down to Him now and serve Him and enjoy it, or you will bow down to Him, and then He will make His judgment upon you and cast you into the lake of fire. Please, my friend, by faith in Jesus. It's that simple. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's called a kingdom. Heaven is described as a kingdom. Now, if you'll back up with me to 1 Peter, go to 1 Peter chapter 1 to the 4th verse. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, it is an inheritance. It's something that we inherit. It is an inheritance. It's called a kingdom in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, it's called an inheritance. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. It is an inheritance. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ and walk after Him. Hebrews. Let's come back to Hebrews. If you just keep turning towards the front of your Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. Hebrews 11, 16. We have two here. It is called a country and a city in the same verse. Hebrews chapter 16. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. So we have kingdom, inheritance, country, and a city. Now, if you'll come back to John chapter 14, verse 2, we have here, in my Father's house are many mansions. It is a residence, a home, an abiding place, the Scripture calls it. As you look in back to the 23rd verse of John chapter 14, verse 23, we find also Jesus answered and said to them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, our home with him, our residence with him, our abiding place together. Both of those are the word abode, and the word mansions here is exactly the same word in the Greek. And so we have kingdom, inheritance, a country, a city, and a home or a residence. Please, that you understand that heaven is a real place. I'm going to walk with the Lord Jesus. I'm going to serve with the Lord Jesus. It's going to be a privilege to be there, and I'm getting there by the blood of Jesus Christ. I hope today that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope that you have trusted in Him. I hope that you know Him as your Savior. It's so important, my dear friend, that you come to Jesus Christ. You know, today we have so many different ways of following, and so many different ways that the church teaches. But the Word of God only teaches one way. And as the Scripture tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way. Please come by faith to Him today. Please trust in Him today. Confess your sin. come to Jesus Christ. Ask Him to be your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?